edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast, where we're going to talk about the debt ceiling with someone who actually knows all about it and can speak much more intelligently on the world of finance than we ever could. And that's Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, friend and sponsor of our show. We're always so glad to get insight about some of the things that are happening that affect all of us so deeply. And the debt ceiling absolutely qualifies. The McCarthy and Biden are supposed to, and maybe the other clowns in the Democrat Party are supposed to be meeting today to maybe come to a deal. But like yesterday, it was sounding like McCarthy thought they were still worlds apart. So what does this really mean, Zach? Like, is the world going to end in 16 days from this recording if, in fact, we max out?
And what does it mean for people like us, like just regular old schmucks, you know, that are living in the regular world?
I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
Should people care? You know, yeah, like, do we care?
Yeah, right. So it's funny, all the you know, the pomp and circumstance and all the drama around it. I don't think people realize we've been doing this once a year for like the last. Well, I mean, we've skipped a couple because of budgeting procedures in the Congress and things like that. But this has been an ongoing issue for a long time. I think it's much more of a political issue, truly, than it is a financial issue, in the sense that, look, if they don't extend. So let's just look at it kind of like mechanically. If they didn't extend the debt ceiling, it would be financial Armageddon. Okay, so
it really would. Like, so when they say that, it's super.
Yeah,
true.
Absolutely. Because it would be when you look at what I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but if you start looking at the TGA, which is the Treasury. It's the Treasury account that holds all the money that they pay all the government bills with, right? When you look at the levels that that's at, it needs to be replenished. And the way they replenish that is by selling bonds, okay? But if they can't pass a debt limit, that means that they can't pay the existing short-term debt and they can't make the interest payments that are needed. And that would be what we refer to as like a soft default, right? And things would just break loose because the U.S. government treasuries would probably get hit very hard, at least initially on that news. And remember, treasuries going down 25% in a year is what blew up Silicon Valley Bank, right? So that debt, that collateral is underlying every major asset in the world, pretty much. And so if that collateral that's underlying all these assets free falls in price, it would be financial Armageddon without question. Like, I mean, the whole world would implode, right?
That sounds wonderful.
This is the thing. My suspicion is going into this meeting that McCarthy is going to come out with nothing. And the reason that he's going to come out with nothing is if you're Biden, you have zero incentive to negotiate with them, right? Because if they do this, right, if they don't sign off on whatever extension's there, you know what the media is going to say. The world's going to go into chaos. They're going to refer to it as the Republican debt ceiling collapse, right? And they're going to wear it, and he'd ride a wave to reelection. Meaning we know how the media is going to spin it, right? Right? They're not going to tell the real story that, look, we were going into recession anyway. This sped it up. All of this economic hardship would then get saddled, right? The inflation issue, you'd watch it all get passed to the Republicans. And Biden would be like, I told them not to do it. I told them not to do it.
But Republicans are the only ones that came with a plan. They're the ones that already passed a plan.
Yeah. But he doesn't have an incentive to give an inch, because if he wants to. Now, look, I could be wrong. This is just my take on it. I'm just looking at the game that's set up here and saying that Biden, this is a tails he wins, heads they lose game for him, right? If they don't extend the debt limit, regardless, no one's going to tell the real story on the media, right? Things are going to go insane. More banks are going to blow up. Markets plummet. It'll be all on the Republicans. They passed debt ceilings for Trump, but they refused to Biden. This is all partisan politics, blah, blah, blah. We know how it's going to get spun in the media, right? And so I'm just saying the Republicans would wear this. The other thing is the Republicans need to, in my opinion, be a little more realistic here, meaning that we knew that we'd have to extend the debt ceiling this year 5 years ago, right? Like, people are like, but we can't afford this spending. And I'm like, guys, that ship called can't afford something, that sailed 50 years ago. Right? We went off the gold standard in 71. So as much as I hate it, as much as I would love to see a budget surplus, as much as I would like to see our government operate like a somewhat responsible business, right? You can't at this point. You're so far off the rails that the only choice you've got is keep printing money and keep issuing debt.
Yeah, because we're $30 trillion in debt at this point. Like it's, yeah. Because like any business that was $30 trillion in debt would probably just go out of business at this point. Like a real, like an actual business would be screwed.
Yeah. And here's what's crazy. If this was a real business, it wouldn't have $30 trillion in debt. It'd have $250 trillion in debt, yeah. Right? Because businesses have to record off-balance sheet liabilities, right? The government doesn't.
Oh my God.
Hey, but I'm sorry, but I'm like totally fascinated by your take on this because I did not expect it. I thought that Biden, I really thought that the Republicans sort of had the upper hand here in that Biden is the one that's president. So if things were to collapse, that's who people see is in charge. And so even if the media spins it and tries to say, well, it's Republicans' fault, Republicans say, we brought a plan. And he said, no, he did nothing. He wouldn't negotiate. And so I'm just surprised at this take because I thought the whole problem is that Kevin McCarthy can't get Republicans to vote on just an increase in the debt ceiling. So if they can't get that to a vote, how is this going to get resolved?
Well, that's what I don't want to talk out of school here, but we've got a full-time analyst that works on staff, right? And he's got a lot of connections. We've got connections with people on Capitol Hill that manage money around there. And a friend of mine runs a financial research company that only focuses on the political side of things, right? So they're not looking at financials. They're looking at political implications for businesses and things of that nature. And what we've been told is that this is a lot closer to being a complete disaster than most people think. That there are Republicans genuinely dug in on this. And it's just scaring me because if they really are dug in, and I understand, I agree with the principle behind why they're digging in. I'm just warning them, don't do that with this. You are going to lie to it. And it is Biden's fault. At the end of the day, he's the president, right? But you just know that's not the way it's going to go down. I was reading a tweet last night from Robert Reich talking about how Republicans always sign the debt limits and don't have problems with spending in debt when a Republican's in office. Now, I don't agree with Robert Reich on much. He does have kind of a point. Right? Like one of the things that frustrates me about the Republican parties is we only hear about fiscal restraint and austerity when a Democrat's in the White House.
Yeah, so true.
Otherwise, they're spending just like everybody else.
Oh my gosh. Yes, Zach.
And Trump was one of the worst culprits of that.
Right. And so like I'm just sitting there encouraging people. And this is one of the things I talk on our show about is like, I think it's pretty obvious where I am on the political spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. But we cannot let that cloud, right, the way that we're interpreting real life events, especially in the investing and finance world, because investing in finance doesn't care about what you think politically, right? You got to look at things through a naked lens. My take on this whole situation could be wrong. I'm just looking at the chess here and going, this is a can't win scenario, guys. Here's one of the lines they're going to say. It's the Republicans that wouldn't sign an increase of the debt limit. If they break it, they own it. That's what everybody's going to say. That's what Wall Street's going to say. That's what CNBC is going to say, right? And there'll be that contingent of all of us that look and go, wait a second, Biden's in charge. I'm just saying that's not going to be the narrative. And I feel like this would be sort of the economic version of the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. You know, while personally I was a big supporter of that ruling for a variety of different reasons, I knew that once that ruling came down, what looked like a landslide election up in fall turned right into absolutely not that. And I'm saying this situation, it reminds me exactly of that on steroids.
That's so interesting. That take is so interesting. Yeah.
I'm super nervous because okay, let's just assume then that Republicans can't make this happen. And I feel like to some extent, I wonder if Joe Biden in this meeting that he has with Kevin McCarthy, if Kevin says, Joe, I have people in my caucus who will not play ball on this. What do you want me to do? We're going to default. Do you care about politics or do you care about the country? Because if you care about the country, you're going to give a little. You're going to pull back spending a little bit to save the country because otherwise my hands are tied. Because I think Kevin would probably want to do the thing.
Oh, he'd
probably do the he would raise the debt ceiling and do a clean bill. He's got the Matt Gaetzes and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world saying, nope, you're not, we're not doing this until there's a spending cut. So would Joe Biden give a little just for the sake of the country, or are we really doomed? Like, are we really going to default?
I think something will get done before this happens, because just literally nobody wins from this. Like, it's just not good for anybody politically, whether it's right or wrong. Again, I am all about cutting spending at whatever cost we need to. I'm just saying this ain't the route to take, just because you can't default, right? Would Biden give an inch? I mean, this is a guy that just said the greatest danger to our country is white supremacists.
Right.
He doesn't seem like a cat that's too interested about what's best for our country. Right. Like, I'm not trying to denigrate him. I'm not saying he hasn't done good things in his career. I'm just saying.
We'll say that for you. Yeah, we'll totally say all those things for you. Yeah.
All you see are politically motivated statements and actions. Right. Like, there's nothing principled going on here. So if I was his advisor economically and I was on his side, I would tell him, don't give an inch. Your reelection would be signed the minute that they didn't pass that debt ceiling. It'd be the best thing to happen for you, Joe. Don't give an inch. He doesn't have any incentive. Like, the Republicans wear it if this goes sideways.
Wow.
Okay. Well, okay. That sucks in every way.
So, totally unexpected.
Thank you for this uplifting
chat. Right? It was unexpected and not uplifting. And it's just one more thing, you know, it's just one more awful thing in this administration, right? I mean, like, I feel like it's just been like one hit after another hit after another hit. And after all the border stuff and after all the, just everything that we've had to deal with over the past 2 years, it's like just another gut punch. Isn't
it? Yeah, well, and then there's also, right, there's no recognition of it. There's no humility of, hey, we got this wrong, but let's pull together, you know? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no acknowledgement. Everything is political hand-to-hand combat. And
you're right.
What's amazing is they act as if there's one side of the aisle only engaging in that. You know what I mean?
True,
it's
just, true.
It's craziness. It's just
And
madness.
Listen, we're the chicks on the right, but we're obviously partisan, you know? But, I mean, we've even said on our show, they all suck when it comes to spending, all of them, like the right and the left, all of them. They all literally spend our money like they're drunken sorority girls on spring break. I mean, they all do it. So we are the first to admit that. So it's not like it's one party that has done this and led us to this horrible place that we are today. I mean, over $30 trillion in debt. I can't even look at the debt clock without having an anxiety attack.
And I don't think we did a number. Don't quote me, but I want to say something like, If you stacked $1 trillion on top of each other, it extends like somewhere like 6,800 miles or something. That's a trillion, right? It's it's like 68,000 miles. I'm sorry. It's something crazy.
It's
right?
Insanity. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
It's such big numbers, you can't even really wrap your head around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Zach Abraham, we always love talking to you about these kinds of issues. Zach, for those of you who may just be joining us, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, you can check him out at knowyourriskradio.com. I'm sure you're going to be talking about this and many other issues of importance to the American people. Everyone should tune in. knowyourriskradio.com. Is there any other place that people should look to get information?
They can follow me on Twitter at KYR Radio, or just go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com and just Google us. Know Your Risk Radio, Bulwark Capital Management. Easy to find.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Investment advisory services offered through Trek Financial LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. It should not be considered specific investment advice, does not take into consideration your specific situation, and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and are not guaranteed, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. For specific tax advice on strategy, consult with a qualified tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.